In December of last year, you may have remembered us reading out the news about Mr. Harley Quilliam, a Manx boy who had just obtained his MSc at the University of Surrey in Guildford. I have Mr. Quilliam with me now. He's the son of Mr. John Quilliam, who does know your parish. Harley began his career at Castle Rushen High School, and he's now 27. Since he left school, probably at the age of 17 or 18, Harley has experienced quite a lot in the scientific world of computers. First of all, I'd like to say, Harley, how unusual it is for you to obtain your MSc, surely, before you got a BSc.
Yes, well, of course, this is rather unusual, Louise, especially in the scientific world, to have a second degree, that is, a master's degree, before first getting a bachelor's degree, a BSc.
Yes.
This was achieved by my going to a technical college and getting my higher national certificate in electronic computers, and then using this in lieu of a bachelor's degree to enable me to go to the Surrey University to read for my master's degree.
What did you do before you went to Surrey? What were you doing then?
Well, since leaving the school, I have been working for the Central Electricity Generating Board, which generates all the electrical power for England and Wales. I've been working in their research laboratories down in Leatherhead,
mm-hmm.
which do research on a variety of subjects, but of course my subject was electronic computers mainly for the automatic control of the electricity grid system.
What is this grid system? Could you explain it a bit more fully to
those
who don't know?
Basically, all the power stations, some several hundred power stations in England and Wales, are interconnected together by a maze of wires which tramp about the countryside on towers or pylons, as they're usually known. And this is so that if one power station is not running, the power can still be obtained by the consumers from any other power station. All power stations are connected together by lines which are at 132,000 volts, at 275,000 volts, and now at 400,000 volts, which is just under half a million volts. This is a tremendously complicated grid system.
Sounds it. Mm.
Very complicated. And it's now got to the stage where the human operator finds it very difficult to understand what's going on, and he needs a computer to help him with this problem.
Hmm.
And what the generating board have done is institute several levels of computers. They have a large, complicated computer set up in London, which is, besides doing all the payrolls and the sort of clerical tasks, performs all the weather forecasting tricks for the generating board in association with the meteorological office's computer at Bracknell in Berkshire.
Hmm.
This computer setup then transmits the forecast information to our experimental computer in Bristol, which is part of an experiment in the southwest of England to automatically control the entire grid system without intervention from a human operator. This experimental computer makes a minute-to-minute decisions as to the flow of electricity around the countryside, and what is the most economical and safe way of generating this electricity by the various power stations under its command. Having decided this, it then telephones a computer in each power station using its own telephone exchange, and the computer in the power station, knowing the capacity and the technical details of the power station which it itself is controlling, then decides whether the information which it has received can be used in the power station. If it decides that the power station for some reason cannot handle the requirements sent to it by the Bristol computer, this computer at the power station then re-telephones the computer at Bristol and says effectively, we refuse to accept this.
Mm.
The Bristol computer then has to make a reassessment of the situation and telephones the power station computer again. And so this conversation between several levels of computers goes on automatically without necessarily the human operator having any intervention. The human operator can look in on the situation,
yeah,
and he can offer his advice to the computer when the computer sometimes gets into a bit of a mess, but generally it's all automatic.
Well, I'm bad enough amongst all this equipment down here at Manx Radio, but amongst that lot I think I should just about come to my end. However, we move on now to your research at the University of Surrey in Guildford, and you're again involved with computers. Now, what are you doing here, or is it something you're not quite allowed to talk about yet?
Well, at the moment, it's still very much in the experimental stages, and we're keeping it under wraps, as all sort of projects of research usually are. But essentially, we have we're doing research with a very expensive computer, a very new computer, which has been installed just recently at the cost of £300,000. And the research is on the communication between human beings and a computer. A man and a computer cannot yet talk to each other, but they can now communicate by means of electric typewriters and cathode ray tubes like television screens. And this enables a computer to draw on a screen pictures or type messages, and the pictures can be still or they can be moving like cartoons, and the man therefore can see these pictures, and the man can point at part of these pictures with an electronic pen, and the computer can recognize what part of the picture he has pointed at. So the communication between the man and the computer is now complete, and
that's
jobs
amazing.
Are now being undertaken where the computer itself is not capable of completing the job, neither is the man, because the amount of calculations involved is so gigantic that the computer can do the calculations, but the computer, being essentially moronic, can't do the intuitive bits, the actual genius bits, and that's left to the man. So the team of the man and the computer can now do jobs that could not be done before.
Gosh, well, before we get too involved in the wonderful world of science, could you go back into your life and what first interested you in doing computer research and work with computers?
Well, at school I was in the radio club at Castle O'Rushen, and so I got a fairly good grounding in electronics then. And computers at that time were just starting to be felt by the public. The actual science of computers is less than 20 years old in total. The first electronic computer in this country was made 20 years ago. So it's a very new science, and of course I, being a keen schoolboy, read about these in the papers, and I said, when I grow up I want to be in electronic computers. And
You've certainly kept your word.
Yes, I have.
Doing very well, and then we hope of course to see you with a PhD in the next couple of years. Which involves you writing a thesis, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, the thesis, of course, is virtually a book on the research which you complete for your degree, a book usually in excess of 200 pages.
Well, I'm sure the rest of our Manx community would like to wish you all the best, Holly, and
thank you,
to read out your name again in another couple of years with your PhD and one of our leading scientists
thank
in computers. Thank you, Holly Quilliam.